Todd Leabo.
Tad Leabo.
Is with us here in the program. He joins us right now. Petros Seabolt. Byers.
That was Byers. That was Josh saying that's him.
Is that your own theme music there?
It's his drop.
You just play that every time we say Byers. Byers.
Don't do it again.
He was going to do it again. It was all ready to go. Totally wasn't an accident.
Not an accident.
Not an accident at all.
Not an accident at all.
It's always fun.
Da-na-na.
Just occasionally.
I was trying to practice the buzzer, but you had
something else loaded in there.
Something else was there.
This is the segment that I believe Jed said should be a train wreck,
And we haven't even begun, and Jed is a prophet.
Here's the deal. You know how you do this?
He's already screwed up the segment just by preparing for the segment.
Trial by fire.
Just throw him in.
He's flying close to the sun. We hope young Josh's wings don't melt.
Yes.
He's up there.
Yes. You can come try the authentic Neapolitan-style pizza featuring the freshest, most pure ingredients in the world at Il Lazzarone. Their dough, some of the rarest, most traditional dough in the world. The oven, it came from Italy. We're talking about authentic Neapolitan-style pizza at Il Lazzarone. We need a contestant to play the feud. If you win, maybe even if you don't, we'll see. You win authentic Neapolitan-style pizza from Il Lazzarone. They do it the old way. They make it fresh right in front of you, Todd Leabo.
Has anyone ever not gotten it?
Yes.
There's been some. Who just aren't nice enough?
Margarita, marinara, pepperoni with honey, crepa. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? Mm-hmm.
I just like regular pizza. I like the pepperoni, but you spice it up by jalapenos and stuff.
Oh, do you? Yeah, they do. They does that really well.
Uh-huh.
I like the Supremo.
Yeah.
With all kinds of things, but it puts the spicy
Capicola
on instead of the pepperoni. It's wonderful. Their dessert pizzas, they're fantastic with the Nutella. Either strawberries or bananas. The s'mores pizza is great. Great appetizers like the charcuterie salads and more. Two locations, 1628 Frederick Street in St. Joe, home of the 139th.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see Colonel Clark today. As they were down, the 139th Airlift was down. We will see them next week when we are in Philadelphia for the Army-Navy game. And Todd Leabo is going to parachute out of one of their planes.
That is not true.
I thought this was amazing.
If we parachute out of the planes, there's trouble.
Also, 412 Delaware Street.
I could agree with that.
In the River Market. ELS, their own pizzeria. They're serious.
Yes.
About their pizza and locally owned and operated. They're serious about our community as Josh and the guys do such a great job giving back to our community. So if you're looking for a great meal tonight and you're in St. Joe or near the River Market, Il Lazzarone, go see him. Great, great folks. And Leabo doesn't know it, but he is going to jump out of the plane.
Mm.
Mm. Looking forward to that.
That's kind of the gig. That's what Colonel Cluck and I were discussing.
Yeah, I'm not jumping out of the plane.
We do need to know your shirt size to make sure the chute fits.
Just tight. Tight. I don't want a loose one. Tight. It's medium.
Okay.
Is Josh going to stand for the feud?
Are you going to stand? Is that how? Why? He's going to stand.
This is game time up here. He's standing.
Okay. This is something new. We'll see how it works out. And maybe
I was going to say this right now. Jed, turn the radio off. Go relax because he's going to freak out if all the buttons get pushed wrong.
No, he's not. Jed's not going to freak out. He's not going to freak out. He's rock solid, that Jed. He's not jumpy at all.
He's rock solid in his apartment right now, not pushing these buttons.
We have our contestant. Our contestant for the feud is Ron. Ron, how are you, sir?
I am great, guys. How are you?
We're doing very good. Have you heard the feud before?
I sure have.
Okay, so you know how it's played, and you know you have a choice to make. You can choose, as your partner, to play against the other two, either Curtis Seabolt, Todd Leabo, or myself. Who would you like to play with?
I am going with Mr. Leabo.
Leabo.
Oh, okay. I'm a hot property now. You've been picked a few times here.
Okay.
He's been on fire.
On fire.
That leaves me and Dopey.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go at it together. That's pretty good. Who's going to go first? Me or you, Curtis?
You.
Okay, I'm going to go first. And who's going to go first for you guys?
Go ahead, Todd.
Okay.
Okay, me against Todd. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Let's do this. Let's see how bad this is with Josh Byers. You're host and MC.
Give me Saran. We interviewed 100.
Hold on now, Josh.
Wait, where's the music?
Where's the music?
Let's play the feud, Josh.
Not the AC/DC music.
There you go.
All right, we interviewed 100 of our fine, beautiful listeners, don't hate me for if I ruin the segment. But
you
we asked them.
You have to kind of fade it. You do have to fade the music. There you go.
You got it.
We asked our fine listeners.
Yes, we've covered that.
Name something you put on a hamburger.
Todd.
Give me Todd.
Oh, that was mean.
Wow, I hope you like your last day on this job.
Ketchup.
Error.
Is it the number one answer?
That was the second best answer.
I'm going to go with cheese.
That's going to be number one.
Correct.
Is that ding. Number one?
Just say ding.
Just say ding.
Ding. Hey. Number one answer was cheese with 31.
We want to play, don't we?
We certainly want
to
play.
Yeah, we're going to play. We're going to play, Josh. We're going to go ahead and play. Curtis, how many answers were there?
Eight, I think.
31 was the top answer.
How many
total answers?
How many total answers are we shooting for?
We have got nine on the board.
Nine. Wow, so we've got two of them now. So there's seven.
With cheese
more,
and ketchup
Curtis.
Out, yes.
Yep, I'm going to go mustard.
I will
fourth
go,
best answer.
I will go pickle.
Ding.
Yeah.
Sixth best answer.
Okay.
Lettuce.
Nope. I am going to go onion.
Seventh best answer.
Mayo.
Ding. We got the third best answer right there.
I admire your tenacity.
I'm going to go. What's been said so far?
Cheese, ketchup.
Cheese, ketchup.
Cheese, ketchup, mayo.
Mayo, mustard.
Mustard.
Onion.
And onion.
Pickle and lettuce.
Pickle.
Yeah.
Lettuce was off. Lettuce wasn't there.
And so there's
six
two
answers.
More? Two more. Eight more? Eight
three
total
more.
Or nine total?
Nine total.
Three
there's
more.
Two more.
Okay, okay,
two
I'm going to go tomato. Thank you.
Wow.
Eighth best answer.
How many strikes they have?
One.
One?
Relish
know the answer,
probably
I think.
Means pickle.
I know the answer.
I know. There's only I know what it is. I've got it. Just take your buzzer because I've got it.
Yeah.
Say something pepper. Semi-funny.
There's one less answer on the one more answer on the
yeah,
board.
And what did you say?
I said pepper.
This is pepper.
Two strikes.
And for the win, I'll take bacon.
You are a winner, sir.
Thank you. 100 points. How you like your Lebo choice now, Ron?
I should have said cheese, Ron. That's on me. I said ketchup because of the Mahomes thing, man.
Oh, whatever.
They get 100 or 99?
100.
What do they get? Is it 100?
Got all 100 points.
There could be some answers.
Got all 100 points.
I'll take Josh's word. How many points was it, Josh? 100?
Well, do you guys get the 23 that you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you got 77.
No, we do get that. We get that.
Okay, then, yeah.
We get them all. 100.
We're good.
We got 100.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? Next time you decide to run a game show, ask the rules before we start. Just FYI.
So what happens
here? It's a nugget from
PDU.
Of course,
I will say this again.
It's a little gift I'm giving
you here,
Josh.
Jed's playing this wrong, by the way, but on the steals. There was no steal on that one. You got it all right. It's all good. Ron, let's win this, baby.
Jed just tweeted to us.
Have us some music.
Wow.
Give me Ron.
Hashtag the feud.
And give me Curtis.
Okay.
Nice work.
Come on, Ron.
Ron against Curtis.
All right, Ron and Curtis.
Curtis, listen and get ready to buzz in for once in your life.
Big Tiger.
Name something you find in your garage.
Curtis.
Ron.
Give me Curtis.
Your car.
Top answer right there, 27 points. You want to play or pass?
Let's play.
All righty.
Put the music down just a smidge.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You can fade it all the way now. How many are there?
There are eight.
There are eight. All right, I'm going to go with your mower.
Second best answer.
Thank you.
Tools.
Does that get...
Third best answer.
Okay.
Is that the general...
So that's all tools? Is that like tool set?
Just tools. It's
just
tools.
Tools. So, then I'm going to try your rake, yard,
Seventh best answer.
There we go.
This is a general term, sporting goods, like basketball, football, just sports equipment.
Really?
Wow.
All right.
I've been dreadful today.
As we are proudly sponsored by Worth Harley Davidson North at I-29 in Tiffany Springs, I am going to say a motorcycle. What? Where do you keep it? In the living room?
Exactly. It has been a long damn time since I've had a garage. I'm just trying to look around our old garage in Raytown going, garbage? Trash cans.
Thank you. The suspense of finding out whether we got it right or wrong is kind of killing.
That's three strikes.
Cans aren't there?
No trash can.
All right, Ron, what are you thinking?
Where is that kept? Next to the motorcycle in the living room?
On the front porch.
I'm thinking the motorcycle without the motor. How about a bicycle?
Bicycle's not bad. I was thinking about, like, I got a fridge in my garage to keep your beers cold.
Oh, it must be nice.
I got a fridge, yeah.
Must be nice.
Now, Rake wasn't there, but, like, I don't know, Ron, what you think about, like,
Rake was there. Rake was there, but, like...
Like a edger or trimmer or weed eater, or is that all like with the mower? I don't know.
We have to roll the dice.
Let's go with either the refrigerator or the bicycle.
It's all on you, Ron. What do you want to choose?
Just to keep my bike in the refrigerator.
Believe in yourself.
Bicycle.
Yeah, Ron.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
How many points did we get?
What did they get? Like 18?
Fifth best answer.
How many points is that all
total? The car had to be a lot.
Now we're asking you to add two while you're doing this. This should take about an hour.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
About
22. Total 22? How many?
How did they only get 22?
How many points was the car worth?
27.
27.
Well, they got the lawnmower. They got the tools.
I get all the points.
Whoever wins gets all the points.
He gets all the points.
Okay.
Awkward.
Well.
What was the car worth?
Struggling its math.
The car was worth 27. All right,
the tool's worth what?
16.
16. And then the rake was worth what?
5.
5. And what was the bicycle worth?
9.
9. And there was one other guy, the mower. What was that worth?
21.
21. Petrol, count those up for us.
I didn't write them down. 27,
43, 48. 57, 78.
I was going, wow, that's over 140 points. Although you were running the total. I was
running the total. All right, let's play that feud, Josh.
How'd they get 200
let's
points
do it.
In
that one?
Josh is now nervous, by the way.
He's doing good.
He started out like bold and daring. And now
he is set down.
The sphincter.
There's no more standing.
Yes,
there's no
more
set.
Standing. The sphincter is tightened.
He's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Seren and Todd.
That's right.
I believe. Can you,
I believe.
We interviewed 100 of our fine listeners, by the way, and asked them to name something you take to class.
Seren.
Todd. Seren.
It was to class, you said?
Oh, yeah, another question?
I didn't. I'm sorry. you're going to take your backpack.
That was the second best answer.
Ooh.
Books? Or textbook, whatever.
Top answer.
Okay, you want to play this, Ron? We might as well play,
right?
Yeah.
Sorry, let's play it.
Yeah.
All right, you're up, Ron.
How about a computer?
Oh, wow. Must be nice where Ron lives. Yeah.
Third best answer, Ron.
Carrying your computer to school. Who the hell is carrying their computer to school?
The schools give these kids computers now. It's ridiculous.
Is that right?
Yes. As David Lee Roth said in Hot for Teacher, I brought my pencil. You got pencil or pen there?
That is
the
pencil, sixth best answer.
Pencil or pencil and pen?
Pen and pencil. Both incorporated.
Okay.
I don't feel tardy.
Gotta have paper.
Yeah, well, we had to have paper. I don't know the kids today don't.
Unless you have a computer.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Paper?
Paper.
Yeah.
All right. Fifth best answer.
I had to buy these for my kids when they were in school. They get them a calculator. The old Texas Instruments T1 whatever? It's probably not on there. Yeah.
T2000?
One of them. All right, Ron.
One strike.
How about a binder?
Trapper Keeper? We're running out of things.
Two strikes.
They probably don't let you bring... Well, and the kids today, The kids today, let them bring like a water bottle with them. How about a drink or a water bottle?
Cocktail? You talking about?
Oh boy.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
They're out.
They're out. Chance to steal.
Now add up all of those things we already got right.
Now add all those things up while we discuss. Okay.
Roger
that. Be productive with your time.
Roger that.
Curtis, I know you have nothing written down, so I'll tell you what I wrote down.
I had a notebook, but I think Trapper Keeper probably covers
that. Well, he didn't say Trapper Keeper.
Right. He said binder.
He said binder.
He said binder. That's what I don't know. I wrote down notebook, folder, phone. Kids today, if we're taking computers, they're probably taking their phones in.
I hadn't thought about phone because obviously they didn't exist in the 80s.
You know, the old notebook.
And so far, Curtis, this stuff on the list, what did you take to class?
Notebook.
Any
so
of these?
I went to school for a while.
Notebook included with binder or books?
Am I allowed to tell you that?
Well, I mean, Jed wouldn't.
Okay. You'd just say yes or no that it is or isn't part of them.
Is that your answer?
No, don't. Is a binder separate, different than a notebook? Is what he's asking.
Yes, the binder is different than a notebook. Yes.
Okay.
Then I say notebook.
Because I kind of feel like it's there the way he was.
I kind of feel like we should have gotten binder at this point. I kind of feel like, Ron, you're getting screwed over here, buddy.
I do too. Notebook's there, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's just waiting to buzz us. I don't know. What do you think, Kay?
I like notebook, but the phone thing, I was like, I hadn't thought about that. I mean, it is younger people that are doing this, but how long have they been allowing phones in class?
Too long.
I don't know. All right, so you want to go notebook then?
Let's go notebook.
We're going to go notebook.
Son of a bitch.
Boom. Yeah.
Can't believe this.
Definitely not a binder. Definitely not a binder.
It's not, you know.
Totally
when I think
different.
Of binder, I think of those zippy, you know, has a zipper with
it.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
We're getting screwed over here, Ron.
It's all right.
What didn't we
You're getting pen and pencil whipped.
What didn't we get right?
What didn't you get right?
Yeah, what other answers were there?
There's one more answer, and it was phone.
Thank you. So
that's right.
How many points did they get?
We're going to kick your ass one way or the other.
How many points did they get?
It would have just been more points for us, Lebo.
Yes, I know.
How many did we get?
So you got notebook and
phone. All of them but phone.
So you got 17.
No, we didn't get
phone.
You don't get phone. We didn't get phone.
How many points total?
16.
No. How many points total?
All the points total we get.
Of the correct answers.
How about let's go this way. How many points was phone worth?
One.
So you give them 99 then, probably.
Oh. Okay.
We got all the others we got?
Yep, they're all
so 99.
On the doorstep.
So we're at 199.
All right, Ron, we got screwed on that one, but it's okay.
This is a chance to get 100 here, Curtis, and set a new record for points.
Yep.
You know, so don't, no pressure.
Who's
there.
Up?
All right, I believe it's Curtis and Ron.
That's right.
Down just a little on the music.
And,
so Ron can hear.
And we're getting into sports here. We interviewed 100 of our listeners, asked them to name any Cy Young winner.
Curtis. Zach Greinke.
Top answer, player pass.
Play.
Okay.
We always the age thing is always interesting here on where this is going to go. Any Cy Young winner is the question?
Any Cy Young winner.
I really wanted to just wait and steal, but Curtis has already swallowed the olive and said that we'll play, so I guess I got
to
go.
He just didn't want Ron to have any fun.
That's right. I'm gonna go Saberhagen.
Fourth best answer.
Justin Verlander.
Second best answer.
God, where is their head on this?
Five left.
Count up all these numbers, Josh.
Kershaw. No, of course.
That was my
of course
fourth name. Yeah. Only won three.
Yeah. Why would he be there?
Greg Maddux. Only won four in a row. No big deal. This would have been a tough one to steal now that I think about it.
I'll go with the guy that I think has the most, Clemens. Okay.
Ooh.
Wait. Seventh best answer.
So
Cy Young's.
Three left, or how many left?
Or excuse me, third best answer.
How many are left?
There are four left.
I will go with Krapenegg.
I don't remember him. Who did he play for?
This is a sharp one. Corey Kluber. That's not going to get it done.
All right. You're a steal,
Todd. It was recent.
And
Ron. Punches from the 70s.
You know, you'd think I'd be used to how bad you are at this game, Curtis, but it's like it never stops.
I like to overachieve.
Ron, what do you got? I mean, I think there's a Royals bias here, right? We got a Greinke, and we got saves. David Cohn won one here.
Okay.
What else do you like? I mean, there's so many guys that have won these things.
Yeah, I don't know who's won them in the past. I'm just trying to think of the most popular pitchers like Randy Johnson or Pedro Martinez.
Pedro's pretty good. Of course, he just won multiple, right? We've established if you win multiple, you don't get named.
Right. Go with Cy Young.
He never won one, oddly enough.
Wouldn't stop our listeners from naming
that. That's exactly right. It doesn't have to be true. You want to just go Royals and go David Cohn?
That's fine. Go for it.
And if listen, I think since Josh screwed you over, Sorin's probably still going to give you some pizza if we lose. But let's go with David Cohn. There we go.
There we go.
How many points?
How many did they get?
Six best answer.
Count them all up.
So your answers totaled 70. Okay. And then they got... What, the rest, right?
No, we got we Cohn. Just get How Cohn. Much is 70 plus Cohn?
79.
Okay. So 79 plus 78.
Yeah.
As we get the last one.
That's 157.
157 to 199.
157 to 199.
Riverside Avenue.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Todd.
Let's play a few.
Let's do it. I'm
Let's
ready.
Dance.
Play the feud.
Da, 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 da.
All right. Give me the contestants.
That's us. Is it you and me?
Yeah, it's me and you. Yeah.
Well played.
Give me Todd. Give me Seren.
Yeah. Okay.
We asked our listeners to name a brand of shoe.
Seren. Nike.
Top answer, play or pass?
I think we gotta play this, don't we?
I will say Adidas.
Second best answer.
Puma.
You got it.
Crap. There's the big three.
That's the same one again.
That was the sixth best answer.
This is going to be terrible. You wear them, Asics, but they probably won't be on the list.
That's good.
Is that your answer?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
This guy's kind of hoping you weren't going to say that one. I got a couple written down here, but... How's the question phrased?
Any brand of shoe.
Skechers.
Ooh.
I didn't know. Clearly.
One strike.
I have a funny one, but that's not.
Make jokes. Me. Jokes are good.
I think if I can actually come up with a good one. How about Crocs?
Two strikes. There's four left on the board.
I was going to say. I won't say it until we're done.
I'll go with Brooks.
What was that answer?
Brooks.
Expensive running shoes. All right. Now,
Chance
Ron,
to steal.
Curtis said you've named the big three, but we didn't name the big whatever LeVar Ball's baller threes. We're not naming those. But I don't think that's right.
Go down that road.
Fila, right, Ron? You're
Fila,
that?
I got
Reebok? They didn't say Reebok, did they?
Reebok. Gotta be Reebok.
Now, they also... Say again, what else you say?
Vans.
Oh, Vans for the kids. Vans.
I'm thinking Reebok. Reebok or Under Armour?
Oh, Under Armour. Yeah. Ron, this is your pizza. You pick it. Reebok or Under Armour? I like those two.
I like... Under Armour's trying to put a lot of money into it. Let's go Under Armour.
Should have gone Reebok. I had Reebok written down. I kept leaving it for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Reebok was worth Reebok. 1 point right there. Vans was worth two.
Oh,
the best answer on the board was New Balance and a
New
shoe
Balance.
I've never heard of.
Freaking wear New Balance.
Keen? Yeah, those
Keen?
Are those
boots.
Those are those weirdo sandal shoes.
How many did we get? Did we get more than two?
Yes.
You got 61.
61. Okay, let me do the math here. 260 points. Which might be a new record, Todd.
I'm
going
to say this
to
Ron right now. You chose it, Ron, and you had all the right answers. You picked the wrong one.
Because Levo's a coward.
Oh.
We can laugh about it now.
Yes.
But really, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I should have said Reebok, like I said, but whatever.
Ron, because of Todd's cowardice, I will go ahead and give you the pizza to eat.
Thanks,
Sorin. You're going to go, my friend. Well played. I'm sorry. Todd let you down, let yet another listener down. I apologize.
We gave it a battle, though, Ron. Have fun.
All right, buddy. Hang on. We'll get some information from you and get you all set up there.
The joke name, just to honor Walter Payton, would have been Pony.
Yes.
And
Spot Bill.
Usually I'm wearing I'm usually wearing tennis shoes, but today I'm not because we had an event.
So you didn't think of your
New Balance.
I know you
I would look down and I was like, oh, crap. Well, I've only worn New Balance for like 15 years, and I didn't come up with it.
If you're going to do the funny ones, you can go all the way to Etonic.
Etonic.
Olajuwon.
L.A. Gear.
With those spots.
L.A. Gear. Oh, yeah.
Kangaroos.
Spot built.
Ruse. That's another
spot
Walter Payton.
Keds.
K-Swiss.
Walter Payton wore the Ruse.
Payless.
Capa.
Capas.
Capa.
You can
yes.
put the little
Capa
little
high tops, man, but the two laces. Because,
oh, yeah.
you know.
People out of Truman and Raytown couldn't afford capas. You know, we're not like all rich Kansas kids like Petro.
Yeah, that was us. Those ritzy Petros.
Yes. Running the world over from Kansas.
With their one whole bathroom in the house. Yeah, the ritzy Petros. Yeah, that was us. All right. Ron's a winner. Il Azzarone Pizzeria. Great, great, authentic Neapolitan style pizza. It's what we were playing for. 1628 Frederick and St. Joe, 412 Delaware Street. Il Azzarone Pizzeria. They are serious about their pizza. Lebo's serious about his sounds. We'll hear some sounds from Todd Lebo next here in the program.
All right, the Jazz into the hour answer. Two chief quarterbacks have had a pair of 3,000-yard games. That'd be a record. How about 300-yard games against the Patriots?
Big Tiger.
Give me the one.
Not Big Tiger.
Two 300-yard games against the Pats.
Didn't
no.
Alex Big Smith Tiger. Had probably. Did he do? I mean, he had one. He had one?
The quarterbacks that have had two 300-yard games against the Patriots?
Mm-hmm. Did
Bill
Trent
Kenny
do
probably
it?
Did
nope.
it.
Did Trent do it?
Trent did it twice.
Did Trent okay. did it
2004
twice.
And 2005.
Won one and lost one, I think. One beat him here, right? I think they beat
yeah.
him here.
Yeah.
And then should have beat then same kind of thing. Lost the coin toss.
Lost
on an
to
over
him here in 2004 when they won the Super Bowl, New England, and then beat him here in 2005.
Yeah. You said Bill Kenny was
well,
no.
Well, Len Dawson. Let's try Lenny the
Len
Cool.
Len Dawson three go. Times, 62, 66, 68.
That wasn't
Patrick
Bill
Mahomes
Belichick's Patriots.
We'll go for his second on Sunday.
He didn't get there in one of those two games last year?
He did. He'll go for a second last year. He did in the 43-40 game, did not in the postseason.
Yeah.
Get that postseason game. Okay.
Didn't do much in the first
352
half.
352 in the regular season game.
Playing for great Cajun food from Jazz Louisiana Kitchen.
Probably threw for 280 in the second half.
Yeah,
just about, game.
Yeah.
Todd, we've got a Big 12 championship game this weekend.
We do. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 810. Baylor in Oklahoma. They played a very entertaining, odd football game a few weeks ago down in Waco where Baylor built a 25-point lead. Oklahoma came back and won the game. And so
would
this,
you say that Baylor just gave it to them?
Is
that what you'd say, Todd?
I would say Oklahoma gave it to him in the first half, and then Baylor gave it back in the second half, and Oklahoma just happened to make enough plays. You know, Baylor, the place was hyped. They were ready to go. They had College Game Day there. Mm-hmm. They fed off that emotion, and in the second half, Oklahoma played a smart football game, possessed the ball, got a quick turnover. Baylor didn't have the ball in the second half of that game hardly. So Baylor did Oklahoma did a really nice job in the second half defensively, and they've kind of carried that to play some pretty decent defense since then. It hasn't always been easy, the wins, but they've done a nice job since then. But Matt Rhule, this is uncharted territory. Baylor has not made it to the Big 12 title game. They have been very good when Art Briles was there, but there wasn't a title game. And this is Matt Rhule's third year. They were 1-11. They won seven games. I mean, they're up here. This is kind of like where the program was for a smidge under Art Briles, but not where it's been under Matt Rhule. He's trying not to make too big a deal out of this. He's not worrying about the college football playoff, any of that stuff. They're just going to go out there and try to have some fun.
As I told our guys, man, let's not make this about the Big 12 championship. Let's not make this about the college football playoff. Let's not make this about a ranking. Let's not even make this about Oklahoma. They're a great team. Or a rematch. Let's just make it about us. Let's try to go 1-0 this week, just like we did all year, and see what we do. So we're going to go out there and play our best game against a great team in a cool atmosphere and see what happens. And so I'm excited. You know, I've been a head coach for 7 years, and when I say I, that's Phil Snow, Mike Sorava. We've all been together for 7 years. It's our third championship game in 7 years. And to me, that shows a lot of kids who have bought in and gotten to this point. And so hopefully we can go play our best game and see what happens.
I like Baylor.
Was that just a humble brag there?
He's a little bit of a humble bragger, yeah. You know, we're expecting to win. That's what he's about.
No, not that part. This is our third championship in 7 years.
Yeah. He's like, listen, this is what we do. We did this at Temple. We're doing it here. It's a little humble brag.
Where was the third one?
I think they must have done two there in Temple.
Was that what it was?
It must have been.
Or was he at like, you know,
I think he did.
James Madison,
no,
some
I think
D2
he was at Temple.
Or
I think he was there for like 4 years or something. Okay. I think he, something like that.
Okay.
Could have been somewhere else. I didn't look that part up. But there, he's good, man. I mean, we've talked about this before. The NFL's been on this guy a little bit. He's a really good coach, and he's got a good staff. He brought his guys with him, and they've built something really good down in Waco. You know, they had a few games earlier this year. They probably could have lost, should have lost maybe to Tech. Right?
Yeah, early on they
you know, they had
big.
Some of those. But they have,
being a guy who had Baylor over,
I know,
I was watching
you
closely.
You weren't happy then, but then they did it for you.
Yes,
who didn't come through for you? I heard you doing
Matt
this.
Campbell.
Yes, Iowa State didn't get it
Matt
done.
Campbell did not get it done.
The shine is off of him
Gus
and your
Malzahn
eyes.
Got there. Hell, Mark Stoops got there. With a wide receiver playing quarterback half the year, he got me over 6.5. Matt
Cyclones
Campbell
are on your list.
Did not get to 8. Don't tell me.
Did you bet Oklahoma? What were
I'm
they?
I'm not extending him to 25.
Were they?
Can't even get
was
to
Oklahoma
8.
10 or 10.5? What was their over?
It was too high. I wasn't messing
was
with that.
Was it over 11?
It was too high. Whatever it was. I think it was actually 10.5.
It wasn't too high.
Or 10, maybe.
The over hit.
Oh, the over did hit. The over did hit.
Too
By
high
the way,
to bet.
On a scale of 1 to 10, your level of fear of Lincoln Riley going to Missouri?
I think it's the under, whatever that number is. Their defense did play a little
so you're
bit
not,
better.
So you're not worried
I'm
about
not worried
Jim
about
Sturks.
Going to Missouri.
I just got a tweet. Jim Sturks' plane has been spotted in Norman. Yep. Yeah, it just landed in Norman.
Well, I don't know. Could be an assistant down there. Could be Alex Grinch.
Lincoln Riley's wife is looking at houses
in Columbia
right now.
They did hire Alex Grinch, who's got a Missouri connection, Gary Pinkles.
Well, there you go.
So
he's a mean one.
Deal.
He's been their defensive coordinator, and they had some highs and lows. Obviously, they really got outcoached in Manhattan. I mean, Chris Kleiman's guys put a clown suit on the Oklahoma defense for a big stretch of that game. Since then, they've had a couple of problems here and there, but for the most part, they've done well. They did not handle quick change situations against Baylor at all, but they handled the second half great, and they've done a pretty good job kind of since then with turning the tables a little bit on how they were trending.
You know, we've certainly caused turnovers, you know, since the second half, you know, of that game and been pretty consistent with that. You know, that's certainly been big, and I think we keep getting a little bit better each week. It's a constant climb every year, even if your system's, you know, 4 or 5 years old. I mean, it's always a constant climb, and especially in the first year of a system. I mean, our guys have bought in, and we're certainly, you know, look a lot different than we did even early in the season when we were, you know, when we played well too. So we're getting better, and we've adapted to ways that people have attacked us, and you know, young guys have continued to grow and evolve, and I give our staff a lot of credit.
Turnovers are monstrous. Key for Oklahoma to not have to sweat games out. When they win the turnover battle, which doesn't happen often, they haven't had an issue in a game. I mean, they lost the turnover battle in Waco, -1, and still won the game, which was pretty amazing with the way it went. They made the Iowa State game close after having a 21-point lead in the second half because they turned the ball over. The TCU game, they only allowed 200 yards in the game, but allowed a 96-yard pick six and fumbled the ball at the 4-yard line going in. If they don't turn the ball over, they should win this game. But if they turn the ball over and don't get turnovers coming back the other way, Baylor can definitely beat Oklahoma. They definitely can. Then the question is going to be what happens elsewhere to see if the Big 12 gets
to the playoff. That's what I was going to ask you. If Georgia loses, and Baylor wins, does Baylor get in?
What's Utah do?
They win.
I think Utah may get the nod
over Baylor.
Over Baylor.
If Oklahoma wins and Utah wins.
Then I think the committee will probably give it to Oklahoma. They probably, but I think they're very close. Utah lost at Southern Cal, 8-4 team. Oklahoma lost at K-State, 8-4 team. I think those teams are similar. And the FPI, the ESPN's rankings, I think they're like 6 or 7 teams apart. USC's like 24th and K-State's 29th. Those are pretty similar losses, both on the road, right? They were both close-ish. You know, Oklahoma had to come back to make it close-ish. So I think those are very close wins. It'll probably depend on if LSU wins and who's more impressive between Utah and Oklahoma. But I think they'll screw Baylor over. I think that's the way the committee would do. But Oklahoma would probably get the nod, whether they deserve it or not. The big teams get the nods. That's how it's been.
Nods. They get nods.
But, hey, let's root for some trouble. Let's have a Wisconsin win and a Georgia win and – I don't think Virginia's going to beat Clemson, but I don't think any of the top three are going to lose. Georgia's the one team that's got a chance because they're a better team than the other two, the opponents. But LSU's really good.
They are really good. 30-1 were the odds on them.
Yeah.
Before it got started. All right, let's take a break. We'll hear about the SEC next. Todd Lebo's in playing some sounds here on a Wednesday. Todd Lebo's in. We're talking Big 12. Last segment, this segment, we're talking some SEC football. And Coach O has got a chance.
Yeah, to, you know, kind of
finish the undefeated season, go into the playoffs, be the number one seed.
Get it done here. They're going
to
face.
If he beats Georgia, he goes to the number one seed, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so. I mean, I guess if, you know, if Ohio State won by 80 or something, I guess. What they would. Yeah, I think he'll. I think LSU should be the number one seed.
I've got him number one on my AP ballot. I've got Ohio State number three.
Behind Clemson?
Yes, I do.
You still love this Clemson, don't you? All this stuff last year, you still love these Clemson guys. Ed Orgeron.
I have not had Clemson number one. Ah.
Since all of last year.
I'm trying to
when
think.
You made all the Alabama people mad, remember?
I started with Alabama number one, and I moved LSU above them, so Clemson hasn't been number one for 1 week this year.
Not even one. This will be a good game. This in SEC title game in Atlanta.
You'll are we going to get to the Clemson Virginia sound later? Is that
we it? Don't have that.
Oh, we don't. Okay,
we're going with our locals. There's no 60 seconds left.
No,
Josh.
No, no.
We're going to play these two sound bites. Then you're going to play. Just relax,
yeah,
Jed.
Yeah. Stop. Stop.
We'll
easy
be
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ed Orgeron, they beat Georgia pretty handily last year. Okay. So these teams don't play a lot. They're not on the schedule where they rotate and they play all the time. Mm-hmm. They've played three times in the SEC title game in the last like 7 or 8 years, but they don't play each other in regular season much. They did play last year. LSU beat him pretty handily, but he knows that Georgia is going to give him all they can take.
This is their third time here in a row, and they're going to be hungry. They well coach. We beat them last year, so they have a little chip on their shoulder, you know what I'm saying? And we got to let last year go. Last year is different. We played them at home. Now we played them over there. It's a whole different team, a whole different circumstance. But what I am confident about football team is they're very confident in their abilities. They're very confident in their abilities to adjust during the game. I think we have an excellent coaching staff that people can throw whatever they want after us. We're going to have answers, and we have players that can do it. But again, it's going to come down to blocking and tackling and taking care of the ball.
Blocking and tackling and taking care of the ball, which is what they need to do. Georgia would be undefeated if they took care of the ball against South Carolina, but they didn't, and they lost a game at home in overtime. But they're where they need to be. If they win this game, they're in the playoff. That's what matters. They won their division, and if they win this game, they'll be in the playoff. So I think the Heisman is Joe Burrow's to lose, right? He looks like a knockout to win the Heisman, unless Georgia handles it.
I don't know. I've
it
got a vote.
Bad. You like him?
You think it's that easy?
Fields is great. I think I like him and Fields. They're the 1-2, but right now I've got Joe Burrow 1A. As far as that goes. And if he beats Georgia and he looks great like he's done in these other games, you kind of have to give it to him, I think. Because I think they played a pretty good schedule, and he's been very good. I mean, he's been the reason. And that's when you hear Kirby Smart talk about it. I mean, he's the reason LSU is what they are.
Everything you want a quarterback to be, athletic, keep his eyes downfield, poise in the pocket, movement in the pocket, athleticism to run, scramble, make all the throws. I mean, the guy stands in there and takes hits left and right, and he does it with confidence and poise. I mean, his wideouts, I don't ever see him drop a ball. I mean, there's not drops. They get a lot of contested catches. So his accuracy is off the charts a lot there. They do a really good job. I mean, it basically tests your mettle in every phase. If you have one guy that's the weak link, they'll find it.
Burrow's been great. He's not scared of contact. I mean, he sits there and takes shots. He runs. He gets hit. He doesn't care. It's probably going to get him hurt someday, but right now I love him, man. He's played really well. And
did you see his jersey he came out with for the final game?
That was so good.
Yeah, he listen, he's
Burrow, EAUX.
Yeah,
you said he gets it. That's a pretty
he totally gets it. You know, he's not from down there. He was an Ohio State player, right? And then he transferred, like Josh Fields transferred from Georgia, and you know, I did Jalen Hurts transfer from Alabama. That's what the world is right now, but he has gone down there and bought into it. Because he's been there for a little bit now. He's not just like, didn't just get there this January. I love him. I think he's playing great.
What's the OC's name? If I'm drawing a blank now, Joe.
Brady. Brady.
Joe Brady. Why isn't Joe Brady's name the leading name for Mizzou?
I'd be calling him and see what's up, you know. Maybe they're just not calling people during SEC or like title game week or whatever, but I would think he'd be a big name on people's radars.
Yeah, I would think so as well. Todd, great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bud.
time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question, sponsored by Good Sense, chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense, not because it's easy, but because it's better.
Don't forget Patrick Mahomes with Saran is next. There have been 17 Big 12 championship football games. How many have been won by Oklahoma? Brought to you by Good Sense.